All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We're back with more Lady Death. We've got 13 months until the end. This is going pretty fast now. Number 11 of the Covenant, and then we've got number 12, and that's the end of the run. You know the story of the Covenant. Lucifer's back again. Shattered to fragments against Heaven's Gate, Lucifer, the father of evil, screamed for what seemed like an eternity. Then Leviathan and Melody struggled to restore his essence to life. Lord Lucifer discarded the sorceresses, slashing through time and space to reclaim his kingdom. But the kingdom is gone. The space where hell once festered is now a vacuous void.
Who has eradicated my unholy hell?
Leviathan knew the secret. Hell began to uncreate the moment Lady Death destroyed Lucifer's body. Though he never knew it, Hell was Lucifer's creation. Without him, it could not stand.
Only Leviathan would spew truth to shame the Prince of Lies. I married that little beast for that sort of cunning. For an hour or so. But what if? What if the wench was also honest when she said, I can create. Yes! I can do. Excuse me. I can. I do. I possess the power of creation.
So the first thing he makes is a naked woman. Well.
Oh, I have been barred from the profane pleasure of corrupting ripe flesh far too long. And with diligence I'll author such exquisite creations and master the power to give them life. Where shall I first wet my lips? I could render delicious new torments upon Leviathan. The bitch should have warned me she'd been telling the truth. But another older adversary deserves my most devout wrath. I know you lied, God. You lied to the one who had been your favorite, me. And by all the force I can summon, God, I will make you pay for that old outrageous wound. For my indignity, God, heaven will become your hell. What is this? The endless graveyard survives? Ah, Lady Death, my pale plaything. Now that I realize you're like a daughter to me, well, God's retribution can wait. I resisted the temptations of Matthias, but I failed to stop the realm infernal from disintegrating, and I am Hell's guardian.
Brooding as usual, cremator.
My lady, Death!
Hell is no more my war. Excuse me, Hell is no more. My war is just beginning. Yes, Visago, I have returned. Did you entertain any doubt? Hell may be altered. Hell may be altered, loyal cremator, but Death is eternal. At first glance, she had the pale face of Death itself. What has that scythe done to her?
What is wrong? Give us blood! Feed us!
I nearly freed myself from this nightmare sword's curse, cremator. I tricked Purgatory into stealing it, but it clung to me like a leech. Tell me, is my endless graveyard secure? We're not alone. I can feel it. Try to abandon us again, and we will destroy you, remember. Be advised, spirit, I don't take kindly to threats.
The Eternal Scythe holds more power than you know. But you can't use it as long as you're addicted to the Nightmare Blade. Your dilemma's as delicious as any I could devise. And you volunteered for it. But just wait till I give your tragedy my personal twist.
What? Nothing to say to me, cremator? What's troubling you?
Can she read my mind?
This sweating brute would do. Give us cremator's vital fluid now.
Milady, your father. Matthias is dead, damn you. Same old hope. Same old hatred. You say you want to be free, but what are you doing about it? Nothing.
You killed only my flesh, Hope. my soul bonded with your endless graveyard. Matthias, the bastards in my mausoleum, remain here, cremator. Show yourself! Hope, you wanted me to survive. You wanted me close to you. Ever since you were a child, haven't I always opened your eyes to your true desire? And remember, desire equals power. What do you want, foul liar? Urgh! Lady Death! Matthias, leave her alone! Grrr! Tomb! Urgh! Let go! If I ever hurt you, my child, it was to make you stronger. Matthias has no blood. Find us blood, or we will find it ourselves. Would you have conquered your childhood fear of the dark if I held your hand and led? No! Closed in that cave for days, you faced your fear. What other father would suffer that for his daughter, Hope? Stop calling me Hope! But you will always be my Hope! My lady! Ah! Cremator! No! You cannot control Nightmare, and the scythe you stole from Death is beyond your capacity, too! You just killed the last pitiful drone in your army! You never ruled Hell, girl! You rule nothing! Is that your true desire, to be nothing? Or will you hear a proposition from your father? Cremator's a slab of overcooked meat, but Hell's Guardian is something I can use. Thank you, Matthias. Why, if you weren't so obvious, I'd be inspired. But when it comes to torturing Lady Death, you're a mere dabbler. Watch me. You can admit all your desires to me. I know Cremator had to die. No, he's my only ally.
Huh?
Grrr. I
curse. Croom.
Blood. No! Don't let it go! Hurry! You're right about one thing, Matthias. The scythe is a burden. If you don't find us blood, we'll take yours, witch! We both want the same thing. Instead of remaining stuck inside these lonely stones and bones, I should be inside you. We'll return to Earth as its masters. Father and daughter is one. That's been your desire since childhood. Admit it! Yes, he's locked inside the graveyard itself. Come and take me, then. Tomb! Bakoom! Ah! Oh, no! Croom! I see your scheme, clever girl. Neither tormentor will know what hit him. But are you willing to go all the way? Tomb! You're blasting your endless graveyard into the disintegrating void. That's suicide! Why do you care? You're leaving. Are you having second thoughts, Father? Is the mighty sorcerer warlord afraid to embrace death? Matthias afraid? Never! Tomb! Blood! Ugh! You taunt me. To the bloody end, don't you? Oh, I am going to enjoy you, daughter. It's over, Nightmare. You and Matthias. You deserve each other. No! Abandoning us will destroy you. Perhaps. The only reason I let you touch me, Matthias, was to get close enough to kiss you goodbye. Forever. No! Ugh. They're gone. The pain gnaws savagely already. I was addicted to that accursed sword. Will the separation destroy me? I don't know, but I had to risk it. I am no one's slave. Not now, not ever. How dare you simply disappear, girl? I'm not finished being entertained. I call on you, Eternal Scythe. Where do I go? Show me now. Down there, Earth. But who are you? What have you done to Visago? Remember, accept, obey. Your place is with the Riders of the Apocalypse. Death, join us. She holds Death's scythe, but she's human? Let her prove her, Let her prove herself. I command Death Scythe on my terms. To my endless graveyard, Scythe, now! These arrogant riders, were they a fever dream of my future? I am sick. I must rest and endure the agony of withdrawal until perhaps I am myself again. How long she languishes in her death boudoir. She does not know, but as time passes, memories cloud her consciousness. Ugh! Earth! What am I thinking? Am I losing my mind? Not even you, Scythe, could allow my return. Only Lucifer can revoke the curse forbidding me from going home. And I killed Lucifer. He's dead. Just as surely as I killed Matthias in Nightmare. An amusing choice of words, Lady Death. But you know what they say. Utter my name, and I am at your side. You were always ravishing in battle armor, but this perfumed silk caressing your luminescent flesh? Why, you've prepared my homecoming. Lucifer! No, it's a nightmare. It's not you. Not you. Oh, the fear in your eyes is worth worlds. I've got to clear my mind. This isn't real. Lucifer shattered into atoms. Ah! Don't add insult to the catalog of crimes. You must now repent. I am back. Now and forever, girl. Smack. No, this is madness. I defeated Lucifer. He's gone. I'll never have to face those horrors again. I am your Lucifer, and you may regret forcing me to prove myself. Yes, nullify the curse barring me from Earth, your bastard. Death herself commands you. Slash. Grr! That doesn't have the humble ring of true repentance, Hope. Try again. I am so much more now than I was before. You took hell away from me, my bad little toy. See what I can do? Anything I can imagine is within my means.
Kneel before your lord. Repent!
Why would such a world-shaking lord even bother with me? You fear me, Lucifer, that's it. You remember how it felt when I annihilated you. How did that feel? You can't be Lucifer.
Lady Death, you are nothing but my dirty thought made flesh. You're lying. This is madness. Withdrawal from nightmare. Stop pretending you have a will of your own. Submit.
Here we are again. This is what I miss savoring. Your defiance, then crushing it. I could obliterate you in so many ways, my child. But let us have a new game with new rules. With this kiss, I lift the curse banning you from Earth. But not for your sake, for mine. You get what you say you want, your home. Live with that, if you can. Oh my God, his kiss! It is Lucifer! No! 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 I get what I should have gotten the day I rebelled in heaven. I get to be God! The Life of Death on Earth, a Tale of Unholy Nights. In memory of my dad, Mr. J.B. Flippin. Oh. Oh, wow. Okay, so Unholy Nights, The Life of Death on Earth presents a haunted homecoming to Earth for Lady Death. It's a challenging epilogue to the Covenant storyline and the first night of the future of Chaos. Wow. Interesting. Okay, guys, so we do have that one coming at you. Just give me a few, and we'll have it. I'm out.